Hello and welcome to Talk the Walk, the official Waukee Community School District podcast. My name is Ayana Wan and I'm a student at South Middle School. With me today, I have the coach of our cricket club, Mr. Brook, and one of his players, Noman. We're going to have some questions and talk to them about cricket club at South Middle. So can you explain, Mr. Brook, what cricket, how it works and what the rules are?
It's a very complicated game, but also a very fascinating and simple game at the same time. So basically what you have a team who are fielding, and you have a bowler, as Americans say, a pitcher. The person, they bowl down, they have six balls, the ball's got to bounce between the wickets, and then the aim is for the batter to hit the ball and to score as many runs as they can. Once the bowler's had six balls, they retire, they go out onto the outfield, we have a change of ends, and then a new bowler comes in for six more balls. And there's different variations of cricket. T20, so 20 overs, so 20 times six balls, you can do the maths. T50, 50 over cricket, 50 times six balls, do the math. And then there's the long five-day international cricket, which is very, very long indeed. The batters basically, you know, they score between running between the wickets, or if the ball bounces and goes out of play, they get four runs. Or if they give it an absolute belter and it goes out of the stadium or into the stand without bouncing, of what we call the boundary, and it's six runs. It's a very complicated game, but if you're interested in more, then definitely go to YouTube, look at the World Cup cricket highlights, because for me to explain, you kind of got to visually see it as well.
Okay, I guess the viewers are probably very interested. What's your background? Like, where are you from?
I'm from England. I'm originally from Lincolnshire, and Lincolnshire is a bit like Iowa. We have a massive cultural background in Lincolnshire for cricket. And then I moved down to London, and then I played in the Hertfordshire Letchworth League as well. So not much cricket happening in London because it's a big city. But in the home counties, Hertfordshire, Herefordshire, they all kind of play. So I've been playing cricket for a sustained period of time now. And it's a game that is very, very culturally rooted within our traditions within England. We gave cricket to the world, specifically to India, Pakistan, Australia, obviously the Commonwealth nations. I really miss playing it. It's very unique to me. I love it.
Yeah, so I'm also really familiar with cricket, and I understand because my family's they all love cricket so much, and I love cricket. I'm originally from UAE and Pakistan, so we have a really, we're deeply enrooted with cricket. So can you tell us what inspired you to start a cricket club at South Middle?
It's a game I've been playing for, before I moved to America, for over 15, 20 years, coaching it for about the same amount of time. And I actually reached out to Addy, who runs the Cardinals, and I started playing in the summer last year. And then it sparked my curiosity. I was like, there's a lot of students in South Middle School who are from, you know, Asian descent, from specifically India, Pakistan, UAE. And I was like, hey, maybe I should start a cricket club, because we had conversations when it was the World Cup. We'd have a lot of banter, a lot of joking at lunchtime about the Cricket World Cup. And then it kind of sparked my imagination. So I just reached out to the students. I was like, hey, do you want to do a morning cricket club? And, here we are now. And I actually have a fellow cricketer by me. And it's grown in numbers. And it's a great opportunity to allow students who see cricket as part of their culture and their heritage being accessed, you know, as an extracurricular activity here in Waukee.
Noman, would you like to introduce yourself to the podcast?
Yeah, so my name is Noman. I chose to do cricket club because my family is my family just loves cricket a lot, and they love cricket because we're Indians and we really love cricket. And in the summer, we always play at our neighborhood park. It's a really fun game. And, yeah.
Okay, so, Mr. Brook and Noman, was there a person or, a role model that wanted you to start playing cricket?
When I was younger?
Yeah.
It was Mr. McLeod, my PE teacher. You know, English PE, English sport is very different to American. you know, the PE teachers run pretty much every sport. They don't have external coaches. And I remember him saying, hey, Brookie, you want to play a game of cricket? You know, we have cricket in the PE curriculum. I was no good. And I was like, oh, yeah, all right then. He goes, well, you're really rapid and fast, so you can be good in the outfield, so reduce the number of runs. And because I had a role and a responsibility, I just was like, oh, yeah, this is a game I can play. I wasn't very good at batting at the time, but it was my PE teacher, Mr. McLeod, because he gave me the self-confidence to say, hey, you're needed in the team. And then I developed a love and then just started playing cricket with my local club, and all the local coaches kind of then became my role models and inspired me and got me where I am today or in the past.
So what do you see the future of this cricket club at South Middle School?
It's a great question. I see it as a filter process for kids, you know, like yourselves, to move into a structured, organised club like the Cardinals. I know Iowa are trying their best to develop young talent who can represent the USA at some of the international cricket festivals. So there's this kind of filtered approach where I want them to enjoy the love of the game here and then move them on into the club. I would love to maybe have a summer program, maybe a camp, maybe start to get in some of the elementary schools. And start to open it up to other schools as well. I am pushed for time, but maybe to start some kind of walkie school feeder program that can go to those clubs.
So what equipment do you think that is used for cricket, so the viewers know where?
Yeah, sure. I had the opportunity. It's great, actually, because the opportunity to travel to India, and all you need is a bat and a ball. You know, when I was in England, everyone had all the expensive equipment, the pads, the gloves, the helmets. You could go literally online. I think even Dick's Sporting Goods have it. Literally, all you need is a cricket bat. You need a ball, a tennis ball. Go out there, put your bags as the wickets, throw the ball down, have a go. You know, you don't need expensive equipment to get this game going. A wicket is 3 stumps and a bale, so you have three pieces of wood. Okay, that are vertical in the ground, and then a bale on top. And the idea is you stand in front, not directly, the bowler has to see the wicket, and then the bowler's trying to knock the ball. And the bounce will hit those stumps.
Do you think cricket is going to expand in America and other countries? Because I feel like people are getting really interested in this sport.
You know, that's a good question. I would like to say yes, and I think with what we're doing here at the grassroots level, you know, we'll help with that process. I think it's going to be an upward hill battle because there's not a lot of media exposure, and when you don't get media exposure, you get the unknown. Like, what's a bail? What's a wicket? So because people aren't watching it necessarily, they won't understand, and then they won't get an opportunity to maybe play. So. And also funding and money and accessibility of pitches. You know, there's no outdoor wicket here to play on, and you need that surface. So I hope within the next 10 years that cricket will expand here. We just have to be patient and continue to advocate what we're doing.
Yeah, that sounds very fascinating. Also, one question. Who do you think is, like, the best cricket player in your opinion? Like, I know that we have Virat Kohli, Ben Dunk, and, like... many players.
I think for me, I would say Brian Lara or Shane Warne. And Shane Warne obviously tragically passed away. Shane Warne was a spin bowler from Australia who was just, I mean, you viewers, go onto YouTube, put Shane Warne bowling. How he manipulated that ball, bounce and turn, is ridiculous. But Brian Lara from the West Indies, you know, scoring 300 something runs, he just made it look easy. So they inspired me. It's generational, I think. You know, at your age, you're inspired probably. Who are you inspired by?
So I was inspired by dealing with player.
Yeah.
Kapil Dev. He was a really good player. Like, he set the world record, I think so, for most runs in a game. And like and that like really inspired me to play cricket because like the way he batted had like really good like outfield skills and really good bowling,
was a really good player.
Like an all-rounder almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a generational thing. What about yourself? Who would you say?
I'd probably say Shoaib Akhtar. He had the fastest bowling. And yeah, he was from Pakistan, so it was also like a similarity, but it's a biased opinion. But
it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to have. I could have gone with an England player.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy Anderson, Joe Root, I love. He's just so fluid with the bat, but I think his generation is cultural as well. So yeah. But Brian Lara, for me, would be so good as a player.
Yeah, so what is your favourite part about cricket?
Scoring runs. Not getting out.
Winning the game.
Yeah, winning the game. I you know, we call people called test match cricket where they're really slow to score runs. Yeah. It's almost like in baseball, you know, I'm going to wait, I'm going to leave that ball. You know, I'm one for life, if I see it, I'm going to hit. And if I get out, I get out. So for me, the love of the game for me is connecting the ball to the bat. Sometimes I get out early, sometimes I don't. But yeah, definitely batting. I don't mind bowling a little bit, but yeah, scoring runs, big time.
So is there any like ICC World Cup that has fascinated you or like think is the best in your opinion? Because I heard the World Cup, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
It was, I think, that Australia won.
Correct.
Yeah. India took a really hard hit on that one. They choked in the last final game.
Yeah, they didn't play the best.
Yeah.
I would say... I mean, I watched the final, but again, it's a biased opinion. You can have your opinion on it. I would say, like, when England had the T20 World Cup, I think it was 2019, 2020, I can't remember the date, we played New Zealand in the final, and it went to, like, a sudden kind of death moment, like almost extra time, extra innings. So each team, they would nominate a bowler, and you'd have... six balls, and they nominate their two best batters, and they've got to score as many runs as they can. It's kind of like a brand new game.
Yeah, it's like football penalties.
Correct. Yeah, and it's like how many, and New Zealand have decided they elected to bowl first, and I think Joe, I can't remember who came in for England, they scored like 17, 18 runs off six balls, which was pretty high. Yeah. And then we had Geoffrey Archer, who was just a rapid bowler. And the first ball was a no ball, so we gave him two runs. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm in Chicago at the time. I'm texting my friends, like, what are we doing? Like, he's an inexperienced bowler. So it's like a pitcher just like giving a free run to a base. And I'm like, and then he finds his line and mouth, and then we end up winning with a fantastic piece of fielding. They needed two runs. They try to come back. We throw it. We get it into the wicket. We stump it. And then it's like everyone's celebrating.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, crowd is going crazy. It's on your home soil as well. And that's probably my most memorable one, just because England won on
home soil. Yeah, that's very interesting.
It's a great game, though. Yeah. It's never happened in the World Cup history where it's gone to extra innings.
Yeah.
So for England to win as well, it's pretty cool.
So the cricket club that you started at South Middle School, how do you think it's impacted the kids and students?
You know, I think in a positive way. I mean, we've got, I'd love to say, I want more kids to come.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. There's a lot of kids here. We get about 19, 20 average. You know, it's not easy. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, transportation and things like that. So the accessibility and the time is challenging for some.
Yeah.
But for have 19, 20 consistent kids is great. And I think they've really bought into what we're trying to do, which is just to develop the love of the game. I mean, you've got a player right here, so maybe you're probably better answering that question than me.
Noman, how do you feel impacted? How are you impacted by cricket club?
Oh, it's impacting me a lot because like I know whenever it's like at least like 40 to 50 degrees, I always ask my parents, can I go to the cricket field? And they say yes, and sometimes they say no, so I just give them so much reasoning. So like I just start playing and like I practice my fielding, and sometimes my dad comes, sometimes my sister comes.
You enjoy the club so far, though?
Yes.
What part of it do you enjoy?
The batting. Actually, the fielding.
The fielding too. Yeah, I think the kids. I think we also get. We've got a couple of kids that play baseball, and what they bring to the sport. I mean, if anyone out there plays baseball, the transferable skills from baseball to cricket is actually very easy. It's a positive transfer, apart from understanding the rules, but their fielding, catching, and throwing. so, so good. And like, we're all amazed by it. So we get a diverse range of students, which is kind of nice. So I'd love, maybe, for some more students that don't play cricket to come out and go, hey, what is this game?
Yeah.
When you wonder, you learn, right?
I feel like we should advocate it more at South, so then we could possibly be open to making a after-school cricket club,
mm-hmm.
because I think it would be much easier for kids in the morning, because I also wanted to come, but
sure.
I also, like, it's hard to wake up at 7 a.m. and go to cricket.
It's something that I might look to do. I think the problem we have is facility space, but if we can maybe advocate for something locally where we can get in there, especially during... you know, the fall when we come back.
Yeah.
I think August, September into October, the temperatures are still pretty good. But imagine having like, an after school club, you know, from 4 till 5, whenever. And we've got a strip outdoor wicket that we can play on. And, you know, you get 50 kids out there. It'd be superb. So something maybe to think about. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good question.
So, Noman, do you have any thoughts and opinions on cricket?
Some opinions. I really love it. I think so we should expand it more, like we should make kind of like a team, an actual team,
like a league?
Yeah, kind of like make a team and then like make a league at the same time, so that way like we can get like, I don't know, a jump start, and like we can like practice more and we can improve our cricket skills, and we might be one of some good cricket players, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love to make that happen. And
yeah.
I think it's something that, you know, I obviously am the head girls soccer coach and stuff, and once I've got the season out of the way, I think it's something that I will kind of look to investigate and take further and spark some more curiosity and get more people involved.
All right, that was it for today. Thank you for joining in on Talk the Walk. We'll be back soon for another episode, so make sure to tune in.